This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And they're trying something here. We're going to talk a little mask and a little Kavanaugh and some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're going to talk some things here. Before we get to that, I want to remind you, this is probably the most important thing we'll do all week. And it's Wednesday, so the week's over after the show. I know we've talked about huge life-changing things, world-changing things, World War III this week. Remember, nothing is more important than going to jessekellybook.com and buying the Anti-Communist Manifesto. Chris, what? You didn't know what I was going to say. Headline from the New York Times: the mask mandates did nothing. Will any lessons be learned? Now, hang on a second. There is something going on right now. And I know you're aware of it. I know you see it, but we're going to talk about it. And that something is this. You see, our country, virtually every institution we have, who am I kidding? It was every institution we have. During COVID, we didn't lose our minds. It was a revelation that our minds had already been lost. Remember, COVID, it's not like we failed during COVID. COVID simply exposed that we'd already failed. That walk up the stairs, that one flight of stairs that has you sucking wind for 5 minutes, it didn't get you out of shape. It revealed that you're out of shape. The United States of America, the land of the free, remember, that's not words that we just say in a song. That means that we live in a nation where people are able to choose their own destiny. They are able to say what they want. They are able to do what they want, so long as it doesn't impose on the rights of another. We are a nation very, very rare in history, founded on freedom. The land of the free became a tyranny overnight. You live in a tyranny. You already do. Just because it's not in place right now, that doesn't mean you live in a tyranny. They showed you that because all it's going to take is a virus that virtually everyone survives, and they'll tell you if you're allowed to work, if you're not allowed to work. They'll tell you what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say. If you say the things you're not allowed to say, they'll simply find a way to silence you. They'll tell you what to wear, what you have to wear. Did you know you live in a country that they tell you what to wear? Remember all those times you've pointed fingers at some Middle Eastern country, myself included, and you've looked at the women who are all dressed up, all you can see is their eyeballs. You say, man, it would suck to live in a repressive country that tells you what to wear. Yeah, you do. You do. I do. So after COVID revealed that we live in a tyranny, slowly but surely, Americans began waking up to the fact that none of what we're doing is working. And this is the real sad part of the aftermath of COVID. Americans didn't wake up and reject tyranny. They woke up and reject things that didn't work. Why isn't anyone taking the booster shot? Remember, do you know the percentage of Americans, the percentage of adults that never went out and got vaccinated? You probably did. You know how I know that? Because only 15% of American adults didn't. Only 15%. That means 85% of American adults did. So American adults overwhelmingly went out and took it, yet no one's taking the booster shot. They can't get anyone to show up for the booster shot. Why? Come on. It doesn't work. Everyone knows that. It wears off. Doesn't work. You're worried about the side effects. America stopped. They stopped being so enthusiastic about accepting these things that had been done to us, not because of some cry for freedom. Now, that was you or that was me, but not America in general. We rejected the things that were being done to us simply because they weren't effective. If the masks actually worked, most of America would still be in masks. Americans figured out very early on, okay, this is a piece of cloth. This is stupid. All this is doing is hurting my kids' reading in school. What is that? This is dumb. So where are we now? Where we are now is the people who did this to us, they're all still in power. Because again, the American people did not reject the tyranny. The American people accepted it. In fact, they cried for more of it. I'm not speaking to you, keep in mind. This is not going to apply to the Jesse Kelly Show anti-communist audience, but I'm talking about our country as a whole. We not only accepted it, we cried for more of it. But there is a situation. All the people who did this to us, they're all still in power. Again, because we didn't reject them. They're all still in power. Many of them have more power now. But they are aware. They are aware that, you know, they're not out of a job. They all got reelected. They all got rehired. They, however, are aware that you probably don't take the same stock in their opinion that you did before. Okay, this guy was wrong about everything. So I don't think I'm going to listen next time he says something. They're aware of that. So here's what a lot of them are trying to do. Many of them are ignoring it. Most of them are simply acting like they were right all along and you're the nut job. But some of them, like this loser, Brett Stevens, who writes for the New York Times, some of them are pulling this. They're going for the ultimate soft landing. Here's his headline. The mask mandates did nothing. Will any lessons be learned? Well, Brett, you were out there pushing every piece of COVID fear you could possibly push, including the masks. The lesson I learned was you should be fired and maybe arrested. That's the lesson I learned. But I'm guessing that's not the lesson Brett learned. You see, the people who push this on us, who now we know are wrong about virtually everything, they're going to attempt the soft landing and act like they didn't actually take part in all the things they most definitely took part in. So they're going to just ask questions like, well, now that we know, what do we do about this? Well, I know what I want done about it. I want people arrested and put on trial. Crimes were committed against you. And always keep this in mind, because I haven't asked Dr. Jesse a question about this really quickly. Keep this in mind. It wasn't just bad or damaging what we did. Crimes were committed against you by your government. State, federal, local, these were crimes. A United States governor, president, mayor, I don't care who, they don't have the authority to look at you, a free American citizen, and say, lose your business. They don't have the authority to do that. They all broke the law. Now, since we live in a late stage republic, there's nobody there to hold them to account for that. So no one will be charged. No one will be put in prison. But what happened against you was a crime. These are criminal things that happen against you. Dear Chris, I mean Jesse, again, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your emails do go to Chris, though. He prints them all off for me. I'm just not dealing with all that. Do you think that the elites really took the vaccine, or are they all lying about it? Remember, before the election, Democrats are on record saying how they would never take it because of Trump. Then Biden is installed, and they basically worship it. It always seemed very bizarre to me, and personally, I don't think any of them took it. Okay, now, here's what I think. I think many of them did not take it. And you know why I think that? Keep in mind, ivermectin, I don't know whether ivermectin works or not for COVID, but I'm not telling you this, you know, third hand. I personally am friends with a doctor, and she has treated many COVID people with it, and she swears by it. Part of her frustration was actually getting pharmacies to actually fulfill the prescriptions she was handing out. But I'm going somewhere with this. Ivermectin. Remember Joe Rogan comes out and says, I got COVID, I took ivermectin, I feel better. And I remember the system universally came out against ivermectin because they wanted as many people to die under Donald Trump as humanly possible so they could get him to lose the election. But a little story leaked out during all that. You probably forgot about it. I didn't, because I have a sick mind. I think the number was 230. I may have the number wrong. 230 ivermectin prescriptions given out to members of Congress. That's funny. I don't remember the congressman coming out speaking for ivermectin. You see, he wasn't speaking for it. He was busy trying to make sure Trump couldn't win re-election, but he was going home popping it. Did many of them not take it? Oh, for sure. Many of them did switch and take it, though. Now, why did that happen? Why? Because you brought up, many of them said, no, 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 I'd never, it's a Trump vaccine. No, I would never, it's horrible. Then Biden gets it and it's all of a sudden, please give me my 19th booster shot with a side of blood clot. Now, why? How could they change? That's odd, but it's actually a fascinating dive into the mind of the communist. We are going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about, oh, I don't know, fatherhood and Kavanaugh and more. But first, we're going to talk about your financial liability. No, nothing boring, nothing like that. We're going to talk about your home. You see, your home is wonderful. I'm glad you own a home. Good. It's good to be a homeowner. Good for you. But we also have to keep in mind that our home is the biggest financial liability most of us will ever have. It's definitely mine. Because your home title is online now, and because home title theft is the cybercrime sweeping the nation, your home can actually wipe you out financially. They'll evict you from it and you'll be left with nothing. Look, they forge your signature on your home title and they take out legitimate loans against your home, many of them. You have to pay those back or they'll evict you. Or you could take them to court and then let the lawyers clean you out. Or maybe you could just go to hometitlelock.com/Jesse and sign up so none of that happens to you. That sounds like a better plan to me. How about you? hometitlelock.com/Jesse. Sign up so you don't get torched, all right? Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I just want to, just before we get back to this, why would they switch and take the vaccine thing? I want you to understand what I go through. Because again, I'm not going to be here the next couple of days and everyone's mad at me about it. But you know why I need a break? Here's why. Do you know what just happened to me during the break? Michael comes in and he says, Jesse, if the system is worried about conservatives, does that make it a nervous system? This is the kind of children, these are the children I have to deal with on the show. This is why I need to have breaks from time to time. I can't deal with this every single day. It's like I'm running a daycare around here. All right, quit. Why did so many of these people go from, I'm never taking the vaccine, I'm never taking the vaccine, it's an evil vaccine, it's a Trump vaccine, to take the vaccine or everyone's going to die. I'm so thrilled I took it. Well, I've got to have an uncomfortable conversation with you, but it's one we have to acknowledge. And here's what it is. You know, I don't ever and would never preach at you. It's not my job. I'm not qualified to do so anyway. And I don't care what you believe. But I do want you to understand, you have to get this through your head or you'll never truly understand the communist. You were born, you were made to worship something. Everybody does. It is the history of mankind. Why do you think some tiny tribe in Norway would come up with gods like Thor and Odin? And why do you think every civilization has some sort of a worship thing, some sort of a religion? Why? Because that's human nature. You have to. It's human nature. Everyone does. Even the atheist. Don't let them lie to you. And even if you are one, you're lying to yourself. Everyone worships something. That's how human beings are made. Now, the religion of communism, it is an evil, dark religion of destruction and death. You know that. But setting that aside, it is still a religion. And if you are a practitioner of it, if you are one of the followers of communism, you will do as the religion says, oftentimes without question, because religions demand faith, sometimes faith that doesn't make sense. Remember the story in the Bible? What was it? Abraham and Isaac? Gosh, Lord, forgive me. It was Abraham and Isaac, right, Michael? The story from the Bible, in case you don't know the story, Isaac is Abraham's son. God tells him, hey, thanks for all you've done. By the way, I need you to kill your son. You have to take him up and lay down your son, and I need you to sacrifice him to me. God tells him that. And Abraham's all, I'm sorry, what? But he takes him up and lays him down. And God, of course, steps in and says, no, hey, I just wanted to see if you do it. I was testing your faith. No, don't kill him. Get him up. No, no. But wrap your mind around that. Talk about stepping out in faith. God, this doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why you tell me to kill my son, but I'll do it. You have to understand that's part of religion, to understand why a communist can over and over and over again scream from the rooftops, put out an internet video, I'm never taking the Trump vaccine, over and over and over and over again, and then like that, turn around, and all of a sudden they've got a needle sticking out of their arm 24 hours a day. They've practically got Pfizer tattooed on their chest. How? That doesn't make sense. Well, that's what God commanded. And their eyes. For a while, God commanded that you reject the vaccine. That's Trump's vaccine. That's Trump's vaccine. You reject it. You reject it. It'll kill you. Trump's evil. It'll kill you. And then like that, God changed his mind and told you, you not only had to take it, you had to take it over and over again. Everyone else in your life had to take it, or you weren't safe and they weren't safe and millions were going to die. And that's what God says. There's no other way. I wish I could have explained that a different way, but there's no other way I can explain the communist mind to you outside of explaining it from a religious perspective, because it is a religion that doesn't make any sense to the logical mind like yours outside of a religious perspective. You're dealing with religious zealots. Religious zealots. I've said it before 1,000 times. I'll say it again. The Islamic jihadist. The Islamic jihadist who walks into a children's concert with a bomb strapped to his chest and waits for all those innocent, adorable kids to come out before he blows it up, massacring children? What in the world could make the human mind be that evil? What could be that dark and depraved? Well, somebody who thinks he's doing it on behalf of God. Someone who thinks he's doing it on behalf of God can do anything. Now, when you're dealing with people who are communists, they serve a God. Not yours, not a real one, but they most definitely serve a God in their minds. That is how they can change like that. All right. We need to talk a little bit about criminal trials, because Mexico and Kavanaugh are both in the news. We have Ask Dr. Jesse questions I have to get to. Speaking of crime, by the way, does the person you love the most have a hero gun? Because I'm going to read you this email. It's just, you guys are such meatheads. Hey, withering pink flower. I recently bought my wife a hero gun for her protection. I also bought several of the practice rounds so she could become familiar with its use. Me and my two youngest sons, he said they're 20 and 28, decided it would be a great idea to try it out on each other. Please don't do this. After taking a couple rounds each, and yes, it hurt, I'm certain if she had to use it with a live round, it'll stop anybody in their tracks instantly. Thanks for the recommendation. My name is Jeff. Gosh. Okay. I want you to get a hero gun or a hero arrow, but I don't want you to practice on each other. They have practice targets. Get some practice rounds and practice. That hero gun shoots those pepper balls. They're non-lethal. It shoots them 100 miles per hour. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And speaking of the communist and religion, before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse question, headline from Zero Hedge: Kavanaugh accuser admits to lying faces criminal charges. Her name's Judy Monroe Layton. What a shock. She has a hyphenated last name. She was one of the ones who accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. She's found to have lied during an investigation, a congressional investigation. She's being charged with making false statements and whatnot. But wrap your mind around that. How committed? What would it take for you to commit a crime like that? To accuse somebody of something they didn't do and you knew they didn't do it? And not only are you destroying their reputation, but you're risking prison time for yourself. Yet this woman lined up and did it. Why? Her God said to. God commanded. You're dealing with religious zealots. Until we accept that. And this is really... This comes back. We will come back to this over and over and over again. This is always going to be a continuing theme here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Well, this in the far sound. A continuing theme on the show is going to be the right has failed over and over and over again to combat the communist menace in this country. And they failed mainly because they think they're dealing with bad when really they're dealing with evil. And the difference is, if you're dealing with bad, okay, this all this, what's a great example? All the trans stuff, all the endless trans stuff. Let's say you think it's crazy. You think it doesn't make any sense. It's not scientific. And you think it's bad. You just think it's really, really bad. But here's the thing. Bad will eventually have an end, right? What if I stopped taking care of myself at all? It's nothing but 10,000 calories of pure fat and sugar a day. No working out. I'm sitting here burning Marlboro Reds as we talk on the air, chugging 10 beers a night, and soon it's Fat Jesse. That's bad. That's not evil. That's bad. But that'll have an end, won't it? If I don't die of a heart attack, it's going to have an end when the doctor says, well, you do need open heart surgery, and here's your blood pressure medication, and you're about to die if you don't change your livelihood. Eventually, bad has a stopping place because it's just bad. We have treated these people as bad forever when really what we're dealing with is something way beyond that. What we're dealing with is evil, and the difference is evil doesn't have a bottom. Evil doesn't have a stopping place. Evil doesn't have a meeting with their doctor saying your blood pressure's too high. Demons don't wake up in the morning and say, man, guys, you think the trans stuff has gone too far? Should we stop? You know what? This does look crazy. I think we should stop. Honestly, this is bad. We're destroying lives here. Let's stop. Do you think the demons are having those conversations? Or are they waking up and they're feeling like they should destroy more, and then destroy more, and then destroy more, and then destroy more? The reason the right has shortchanged itself so much is because of how soft it's been in what we're dealing with, because it hasn't realized what we're dealing with. That's why you hear me rant over and over and over again about pathetic things I see on the right that don't bother other people, but they drive me crazy, like Joe Biden and the border. And you'll see the headline from the latest, quote, conservative pundit, Joe Biden's failure at the border, as if he just spilled a glass of milk. Oh, whoops, I opened the border. Dang it, guys. No, he did that on purpose. The border's open on purpose. It's not an accident. We have a head of the Department of Homeland Security. Keep in mind how crazy this is. The Department of Homeland Security. He is there to open up the border and make America less secure. Wrap your mind around that. The transportation secretary is on record saying everything is a climate decision. So transportation is oil and gas. So he's there to destroy transportation. The energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, she is there to destroy America's existing energy sector. You're not dealing with fools, whoopsies, mistakes. You're not dealing with bad. You're dealing with evil. And until we accept that, we'll never be able to take it on. Let's get to some questions. Jesse, listening to you talk about toughness in your old man reminded me about mine. I asked my dad to take me to the mall to get my ear pierced. Being the 80s, it was all the rage. My dad, to my surprise, said it was okay. And when we're done, he'll take me for a purse. And in his words, quote, "And I'll make you blanking carry it." My mom said to get a cute one that matches my eyes. Today, that would be a hate crime and child abuse. Just a thought. Love the show. I remember the earring phase in the 80s. Now, this came about when I was a child, and even I was struck by it. All of a sudden, dudes started wearing earrings. It's very common now. But it was all the rock dudes. It was all the guys we wanted to be, right? Oh my gosh, Guns N' Roses. Look, they got an earring. So of course, as a very young, very naive child, I approached my father, informed him that I would like an earring as well. And my father told me, in no uncertain terms, if I ever came home with an earring in my ear, like a woman, I remember him saying that, that he would tear it out of my head. And he was not kidding. There was no joke in that. He would have ripped it right out of my ear. And so I thought, you know, I guess I don't need the earring. It's not, probably not necessary. Dr. Jesse, is there any other spread as versatile? Boy, this is so true. Man, I'll tell you, just give me a second. I love that we nail the tough issues on this show. It's not a lighthearted show. We dig into the things that matter, like this guy. Is there any other spread as versatile as peanut butter? I don't think so. Said, what, Chris? Is peanut butter kosher, Chris? Can you people eat peanut butter? Jews eat peanut butter? Is there a Jewish peanut butter? Probably cheaper or something. I don't know. I'm just asking, Chris. I can ask hard questions. Anyway, you have your PB&J. You can change the J, but the peanut butter always remains. If you're feeling simple, you can just stick just a peanut butter sandwich or whip out some saltines. Of course, if you're feeling tropical, you can lay down a peanut butter and banana sandwich. What's your go-to with peanut butter? Okay, one, peanut butter is better than chocolate. It is. Peanut butter is so good. I eat peanut butter sandwiches. I eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I eat peanut, if I get a milkshake, when I go get a milkshake, I usually get chocolate peanut butter milkshakes. I will routinely around the house go into the pantry and grab a big old spoonful of just peanut butter. I'll just scoop out peanut butter and walk around the house eating peanut butter just with the spoon in my hand, Chris. I love this one. I take a banana and I peel a banana and I just grab a knife. And every single bite, you just scoop a little bit of that peanut butter on there and put it on the end of the banana and you Kamala that thing down. I love peanut butter. Peanut butter cookies, peanut butter everything. Peanut butter, it's one of the great things ever. By the way, remember the revolt we had in the house? Because the wife is one of these super health freaks and she tried to get us to go with some crap vegan peanut butter instead of Jif. Well, I eventually started buying Jif anyway. And I did try to hide it in the pantry. Eventually, she found it she found it pretty quickly. And then, look, we just had to have a talk. Me and the boys had to sit her down and say, look, we respect all these smoothies and things like that you make us, but the peanut butter needs to remain. And now, I'm happy to admit, we won. Victory. Jif peanut butter back in the Kelly household for good. What, Chris? You know what else is in the Kelly household for good? Pure Talk. Because I don't like funding communists. Now, maybe you do. Look, I don't want to put my values on you. So just listen to me. If you feel like you want to pay the communists every single month to destroy your culture, as the woke corporate world is, then I think you should actually keep Verizon and keep AT&T and keep T-Mobile. You see, those three companies, they all hate your guts. They routinely do ad campaigns that you can't even let your children watch. And if that's your values, I think you should keep paying them for it. I think it's a good idea. Keep it. But if it's not your values and you'd like to stop funding the people who hate your guts, you can dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch to Pure Talk. And then you can stop funding people who spit in your face every day. But to each his own. Hey, maybe you don't want that. If you want to keep funding them, just keep funding them. If you want to switch so you stop doing that, dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Your call. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday, reminding you you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions are welcome during the show. We're live, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear community school dropout, full-time crayon eater, part-time radio host. Wow, 3 whole days this week. Way to go, hard charger. Although, to be fair, it has been nearly 2 months without a day off, so you're entirely overdue. You know what? I can pick up on that sarcasm, and that's not very nice, okay? It's not very nice. I have a question. Yesterday, you were talking about how many school-age kids were around when September 11th happened. It made me wonder, how many 23-year-olds were there in your Montana hillbilly high school? The rest of the country tries to graduate them before you can legally drink. You know what? That's not show. That's not nice. The guy says, love the show. Semper Fi, my brother. And remember, your hairline isn't retreating. It's simply preparing to attack from a different direction. And his name is George. George, you're not a nice person. Okay. Not a nice person. And I'm not telling you about my high school. You know what was cool about my high school? I went to Bozeman Senior High, Bozeman, Montana. Here, how's this for a different time? You want to talk about a different time in my high school? In the parking lot, you go walk through it, there would be guns in the gun racks. People had all kinds of pickup trucks, and you have a gun rack for you city slickers. There's a gun rack, a rifle, shotgun, a long gun of some kind goes behind you in your head in the back window of a pickup truck. It's not a mystery. It's there. You walk by, you're looking at it. You walk through the high school parking lot, there are guns all over the place then. You'd never get away with that now. If someone found out you had one, you'd be suspended for a week or something like this. It's a crazy world we live in. Dear full-time radio host who tirelessly works every day for us and has never taken a day off, Jesse, thank you. Thank you. The guy says, I started a new job recently in a management position, and one of my employees here is a young Ukrainian man as a refugee. I told him he's here, or I was told he's here because of the time his wife was pregnant. He's a good guy, but I feel he should have sent his wife to safety while he stayed and fought for his country, and then have her return when the war is over. Am I wrong in thinking this? If Virginia invaded North Carolina, I would send my wife and son to South Carolina while I fought off the invading Virginians. I know it would be hard to have your loved ones away, but I believe that's a man's duty. What say you? Well, here's what I say. I'll tell you what, pause for a moment. Here's a headline. U.S. court convicts Mexico's former top cop for Sinaloa cartel ties. Now, what's that have to do with the question? Well, this is actually going to be sad, but whatever. It is what it is. You and I, for the entirety of our lives, we have lived in the United States of America. And there's no question America has always had flaws and problems, because every country does, because people have flaws and problems. But this really is such a unique, God-blessed country that it has filled you and I up with patriotism. You have a love for your country. You still get choked up when the national anthem plays. Gosh, even I do, and I don't have a soul. We love the place. So when you hear about someone from another country, whether it be some illegal immigrant from Guatemala or some dude from Ukraine, fleeing his country that's war-torn, as an American, you and I are oftentimes filled with national pride and thinking about ourselves, and we say, if that was America, I would stay. And I'm not dogging on us feeling that way. But let me ask you something. Put America out of your mind. Let's put you in the Soviet Union. You're in the Soviet Union. It's 1960. You don't have a father anymore. You initially just thought he ran out on you and your mom. But then eventually, after he was gone a couple years, you found out he didn't run out on you guys. He went down after work to have a beer with some friends. He did not have his papers on him, as you were required to do in the social in the Soviet Union. And the NKVD then arrested him for not having his papers, and they sent him off to a penal colony. You found this out a year or two after the fact. They initially told you he was dead, as they often did. And then by the time you found out he was alive, you actually found out when he had just died. He had been killed in prison by the prison guards. Your mother has been preyed upon by the local NKVD chief several times. She's been preyed upon willingly because your country is so devoid of basic resources. If she doesn't, you don't get to eat. Now, let me ask you, Mr. Soviet citizen, how much patriotism do you have? You pointed a Ukrainian, and again, I'm not dogging on you. You pointed a Ukrainian man, and I've had the same feeling. You pointed a Ukrainian man, and you say, why didn't you stay and fight for your country? We Americans have a very hard time accepting there are some countries where their citizens don't think it's worth fighting for. I don't care about the Russia-Ukraine war. I don't care about that. How you feel about that doesn't matter to me at all. It's just not a big priority on my list. But you should understand, both of those places are horribly corrupt places, famously corrupt. Black markets, human trafficking, government corruption. Maybe that Ukrainian guy, maybe he's not filled with Ukrainian pride. Maybe he thinks his country sucks. Maybe his country has preyed upon him and his family, and he would much rather come over here in America. Just a little perspective, right? Just a little perspective. All right. Here's some more perspective. We're going into a horrible recession. No, I shouldn't laugh, but look, retailers to shut down over 800 big box stores as inflation and anemic sales and interest rates create, oh gosh, the perfect storm. Do you know Bed Bath & Beyond had at least 1,500 locations? Now it's down to 480. Walmart is closing stores. Are you making financial preparations for a storm? Have you got a hold of Done For You Real Estate yet? Got a bonus at work? Want to do some investing? Not quite so sure about the stock market, as you shouldn't be. What if you invested in something you can touch and feel? You don't have to worry about it. They'll find you the homes. They have the best markets, the best homes. They handle everything. They secure the financing. They get it insured. They manage the closing. They handle the rental process. What do? You sit back and enjoy the fact that your money is sunk into something that's not going to disappear like a fart in the wind. Protect what you've worked so hard for, all right? Go to doneforyoujesse.com. Doneforyoujesse.com. Protect what's yours, okay? All right. More Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We have to talk about butter. And did the Clintons kill somebody? Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.